Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, met with President Donald Trump Wednesday at the White House. Mr. Trump expressed optimism, saying the meeting went very well and promised things in Syria are possible to stop the killing and death.
What we want to do is we want to see the killing, the horrible killing in Syria, stop as soon as possible, and everybody's working toward that end.
The president said he underscored the need for Russia to rein in the Bashar al-Assad regime, as well as Iran and its proxies. Mr. Lavrov met earlier with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He said despite poor relations, they hope to cooperate more in the international arena, including Syria, where he said he hopes to see an end to violence. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said Moscow has achieved its objectives in Syria since intervening in September 2015.
The Russians have achieved what they wanted to, which was they got their warm water port, they managed to keep Bashar Assad in power, and they've now been seen as, again, a quasi-superpower, certainly in the Middle East.
Mr. Lavrov also said he believes the U.S. may be interested in taking part in a Russian plan to create four so-called de-escalation zones in Syria. In Johannesburg, frustration over lack of jobs and housing erupted in more anti-government protests Wednesday. Protesters clashed with police for a third day in South Africa's economic hub. Residents in Laudium, west of Pretoria, block roads and burn tires, demanding electricity and running water. There were protests also in Fynetown, south of Johannesburg. Economic growth in South Africa remains relatively stagnant, 0.3% growth last year. Unemployment hovers above 25%. This is his VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday called on the U.S. to reverse its decision to arm Syrian Kurds, known as the YPG, part of the Syrian Democratic Forces driving toward the Islamic State-held city of Raqqa.
Bizler müttefiklerimizin, terör örgütlerinin
değil, he said he would like to believe Turkey's allies would stand beside it and not next to terrorists. The White House Tuesday announced its decision to arm the Kurds and their Arab militia partners to liberate Raqqa. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist organization. Speaking Wednesday in Lithuania, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he expects differences with Turkey to be worked out.
We will work very closely with Turkey in support of their security on their southern border. It's Europe's southern border, and we'll stay closely connected. We have very open discussions about options.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon Wednesday said the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, seized the key town of Tabqa and the country's dam, the largest in the country, about 40 kilometers west of Raqqa. Ugandan academic Stella Nyanzi was released Wednesday from jail on bail after spending a month in incarceration, charged with posts that she made on Facebook critical of President Yoweri Museveni. She's accused him of nepotism, extravagance, corruption, and rights violations. Nicholas Sopio is her lead defense attorney.
The courts have not stopped her from expressing herself freely, provided she does so legally and lawfully.
The judge decided to release her, saying she would not leave the country or interfere with the investigation. Mr. Museveni has ruled the country for 31 years and has been accused by rights groups of increasing authoritarianism and stifling dissent. At least 8 people were killed, several injured Thursday following a moderate but shallow earthquake in China's northwest Xinjiang region. The quake registered 5.4 on the Richter scale at a depth of some 10 kilometers. The mountainous area borders Tajikistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. President Trump and new South Korean President Moon Jae-in agreed in a phone call Wednesday to closely cooperate in dealing with North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Mr. Moon hopes to take a more conciliatory approach toward Pyongyang, mixing engagement with sanctions. In his inaugural address Wednesday, he pledged to travel to Pyongyang under the right conditions in a pursuit of peace. Lawmakers in Kosovo Wednesday voted to dismiss the government of Prime Minister Isa Mustafa in a no-confidence motion that will result in a snap election within 45 days. 78 members of the 120-seat parliament voted to dismiss the government after it failed to meet campaign pledges and created public distrust. Tunisia's President Beji Caid Essebsi Wednesday ordered the army to protect phosphate gas and oil production facilities following protests which broke out in the North African country's south. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.